Adventures of Candy and Bar! So Candy and Bar were 10 years old, and the mom and Bar see something outside, and they say, "Look, there's a llama coming down the street." But Candy thinks she says lava. And so she goes to call the fire department and the police department, and then when she goes outside, she figures out it's a llama.
Well, and she's how old again? 10, you said? Mm-hmm. Then, do you want to add anything to this?
No, that was was my idea.
It was your idea?
Yeah.
Okay. Candy and Bar are 10 years old. And what are they doing when this whole event happens?
Candy and Bar were doing a puzzle together, a 100-piece puzzle. They were halfway on it. The mom called Bar outside because Candy was in the bathroom at that moment. And then from outside, the mom said, "Hey, come here, Blessa. There's a llama coming down the street." But Candy said, "Heard lava." And then she ran to get the phone without wiping her butt. Because she was going poop. And then she was like, 911, and she called 911 with her pants down. And she was just like, and she called the fire department, and she called the police department.
Okay. Well, when you call 911, you get all those. You tell them what your emergency is, and they let the right department know.
Okay, so Candy and Bar are 10 years old, and it was kind of like a nice spring day, pretty warm outside. Question. Did they live anywhere near a volcano?
No.
Okay. Just wondering. Okay, so it was a nice spring day, and Candy and Bar, it was a weekend, and Candy and Bar were doing a puzzle. They were doing a 100-piece puzzle. And when they got about halfway through, Candy said, "Oh, I gotta poop. Don't do any without me. Just wait." And Bar's like, "Fine." So Candy goes into the bathroom to poop. And then Bar's just sitting there looking out the window, and his mom was...
The window was open because they were letting the breeze in because it was a nice spring day.
And the window was open because it was a nice spring day and they were letting the breeze in. And Bar's just kind of impatiently waiting for his sister to finish in the bathroom so they can do the puzzle again. The front door was open too, just the screen door was closed. And from through the open window and the open door, he hears his mom say, Bar, everyone, come here, come on out. There's a llama running down the street." And Bar heard correctly that there is a llama running down the street. So he runs outside and he yells to his dad, Dad, there's a llama running down the street." And who does Candy hear? Does she hear the mom or she hears Bar saying it?
She hears Bar.
Okay. So the dad runs outside and Bar had said, "There's a llama running down the street. There's a llama running down the street." But what Candy heard from inside the bathroom, because she also had the fan on because she was doing a stinky poop in there, she heard, "There's lava running down the street. There's lava running down the street." And she's like, "Oh my God, lava is really bad." And she would like remember that she learned about lava a few years ago in school and how it was so hot and it can burn you and that like it was kind of a disaster. And she like heard in the news about lava and disaster. She's like, "Oh my God, I gotta go call 911. So she doesn't even wipe. She doesn't even wash her hands. She just runs out of the bathroom with her pants down by her ankles and she runs to the phone. And their house did still have a house phone because the parents didn't want their 10-year-olds doing anything with cell phones yet. So they had a house phone. And she ran to the phone and she's like, "I gotta call 911. So she calls 911 and they said, "This is 911. This call is being recorded. What is the nature of your emergency?" And she says, "There's lava running down the street. There's lava running down the street." And the person on the other end was a little confused and they said, "What's your address?" And she said, "Their address." And the operator was very concerned because the operator knew that there were no volcanoes in this area. So the operator was like, "Okay, honey, why don't you put your mom on?" She's like, "No, she's outside. She's in danger. There's lava running down the street. Send help now. Send help now." And so the woman is like, "Okay, well, maybe I don't know where she is. Maybe she's far away. Like, I thought that she was in our town, but maybe she's far away. Sometimes we get calls from out of town and we have to reroute them and all of the stuff." She's like, "Okay, I'll just call the fire department because clearly this person is in distress and she's worried." So she calls the fire department and she sends it to their address. And Candy's like, "Oh, my God, what do I do?" So she, like, just pulls up her pants. She doesn't wipe or anything like that, but she was pretty much done in the bathroom. She just didn't do the important part of wiping, and she didn't wash her hands either. So what does she do now?
Goes up into her bed, and then she pulls the covers over her, and she's like, ah!
So she is just so freaked out because she remembers reading this story that was very vivid to her, which means it was very realistic to her, when she was in, like, second grade, about this family that had lava flowing down their street, and it was an emergency, and some of the family members died, and it was horrible. Like, she was so freaked out by that story that she heard that she was like, oh, my gosh. She just ran upstairs. She pulled up her pants. She ran upstairs. She ran right into her bedroom. She went into bed, and she pulled the covers over her head because she was too scared to even know what to do. And then a few moments later, they heard, getting closer and closer and louder and louder. And meanwhile, outside, Juliet and Blessa and Bar, what are they doing?
They're watching the llama, and they see a fire truck, and they're just like, what's happening? Is all our neighbors okay? And then Bar thinks he sees smoke, but it's actually coming from the chimneys, a fireplace. And also, Mom and Dad are really, really cold people. They're always cold. And so they have a fire going, but the parents and Bar think that there's a fire inside that house, and so they go inside and they check on their neighbors, and it's just a fire.
So Juliet and Blessa and Bar are standing outside, and is the llama, like, close to them or far away from them?
Close.
Are they, like, petting the llama at this point? Yes? Okay.
So they're, like, petting this llama that is strangely in their neighborhood, and they have no idea why there's a llama in their neighborhood, but the llama is very friendly, and they're like, oh, and they're, like, petting the llama, and they're admiring the llama, and they're wondering where it came from, and all of a sudden, this, like, fire truck pulls right into their neighborhood very noisily, and they're like, oh, my God, is there a fire? Oh, my God, and they look around, and Bar sees smoke coming out of Elsa and Anna's house, and he didn't even realize that the smoke was just coming out of the chimney, which is the proper place for smoke to come out of if you have a wooden stove in your house. And he just says, oh, my God, Elsa and Anna's house is on fire. And the parents just hear this, and they're like, oh, my God, let's go see if they need help. And they all run over, and they're, like, pounding on the front door, and they're like, just go in, just go in. And number one, even if there is a house on fire, you shouldn't go into a burning building. That's not something you should do. But this family was very concerned about their neighbors, and so they open up the door, and they're like, Elsa, Anna, Juliet. And what's the dad's name? Is there a dad?
Daza.
Daza? Daza! Daza! Juliet! Elsa, Anna, are you okay? Are you okay? And all of them were just, like, upstairs, like, in their rooms. Like, the parents were putting laundry away. The kids were playing Legos. And they're like, why are you in our house? What's wrong? And they're like, is your house on fire? And they're like, no, is it? And then they got all freaked out. And they come down. They're like, is our house on fire? And the parents are like, wow, it's really hot in here. Why is it so hot in here? It's spring day. Why do you guys have your stove on? And they're like, we just love a toasty house. We're always freezing. And Bar's like, oh, I think maybe the smoke was just coming out of the chimney. And the parents are like, Bar! Meanwhile, the fire truck is now next door at their house. And so the parents run out, and they're like, oh, my God, what's wrong? And they run up to the fire people, and they're like, what's wrong? What's wrong? And they're like, I don't know. We got to call for a fire. Apparently, there was lava running down the street. And they said, lava running down the street? That doesn't even make sense. There's not even a volcano near us. That doesn't even make sense. And the fireman is like, yeah, I know. It doesn't make sense. But we have to always come when there's a call. We have to come to make sure everything's okay. And the mom and the dad and Bar all look at each other like, what? And they're like, where's Candy? And Bar said, she was pooping the last time I heard. And he said, I just told her that there was a llama running down the street. And the parents are like, what is going on? So they run inside, and they're like, Candy, where are you? And she's like, I'm up here. I'm so scared. And they run upstairs, and she's under her covers, and they're like, Candy, what are you doing? She's like, I don't want anyone to die from the lava. And the parents are like, lava? There's no volcanoes near us. And she then finally realizes that her fear made absolutely no sense, because lava comes from volcanoes, and there's no volcanoes anywhere near that she knew of. And she was like, oh, my God, I'm so foolish. Wait, why did you say there was lava running down the street? And Bar said, no, a llama running down the street. And the mom said, you thought he said lava running down the street? And she said, yes. And I thought of that scary story that I heard when I was in second grade, when this family, they had to escape the lava, and it was a horrible situation. And I've been thinking about that ever since. And sometimes I have nightmares. And they're like, oh, Candy, that sounds really horrible. But yeah, there's no volcanoes near us. There's no lava. It was a llama. And she said, so there's a llama in our neighborhood? And they said, yes, unless the fire truck scared it away. So she comes downstairs, and she's like, wait, I got to finish up in the bathroom. So she goes in the bathroom. She wipes. She washes her hands. And she's like, okay, now I'm ready to meet the llama. So they all go outside in this fire truck there with two firefighters are there. And they're like, so can we go in and inspect the building? And they're like, no, there's no fire. And like, well, we have to inspect the building because we got a call. And they explain the whole thing about how Candy thought that there was lava running down the street instead of there was a llama running down the street. And the firefighter's like, but there's no volcanoes. And like, we know. We've explained it to our daughter. So he just pokes his head in. He's like, okay, I don't smell any smoke. There's no emergency. And he calls back to the station. He's like, no emergency here, just a misunderstanding. But there is a llama. It's pretty cute. We might take some pictures before we go home. So they all took pictures with the llama. And where was this llama from, by the way?
The desert.
The desert?
Mm-hmm.
Do llamas live in the desert? I think they live like in the mountains. In South America, like the Andes mountains.
They just lived in the farm down the road.
So it turns out that the firefighters, they're like, wait a minute, I'll bet this came from that llama farm that's like kind of down the road. And the parents said, there's a llama farm down the road? And he's like, well, it's further than down the road. It's like several miles from here. But yes, there is a llama farm. And the parents are like, wow, we never knew. Candy and Bar's like, what? There's a llama farm? So they looked at the number from the llama farm and they called and said, are you missing a llama? And they said, oh my God, we are missing a llama. Do you know where our llama is? And they said, yes, it's like right in our neighborhood. And so they told the owner of the llama farm. She came and she was like, oh my God, how did my llama get all the way down here? And they all took pictures with the llama and they gave the llama a little pet name, which was Lava. They called it Lava the Llama. And I think that's the end of our story. What do we call it?
Llama the Lava. Well, then it would actually
llama
be...
Llama the Lava?
Yeah, because you would be naming the lava a llama. And then it would actually be lava.
Kenny and Bar and the Lava Llama.